out. And then Ponte came in and pitched for an inning, and then turned it over to your player of the game in this one, Ian Sheltrow. How you doing, dude?
I would say I'm doing pretty good.
I'd say so, too. You come in there and... all right, so what do you think, man? You guys beat Escanaba and Gladstone in the same season.
Yes, yeah.
That doesn't happen too often.
Well, you know, we've been giving it all the time, you know, relying on our defense, trying to get our bats going as best we can and just playing baseball.
Tell me about your patience up there. You got three walks in the game. You drew, and two of them, I think, were on 3-2 pitches.
Yeah, just coming to the plate with an attacking mindset, but, you know, being also choosy with what pitches I want to take, and, yeah, just being smart up there.
Big play for you at shortstop defensively. Gibby, you robbed him of a hit in an RBI situation. Talk a little about what you guys, not only you personally, but all you guys did defensively today.
Our biggest thing was just trying to, you know, be relaxed, you know, play our game, just play defensive baseball the best that we can, you know.
Yeah, it's really weird with you guys. Is either 9 errors in a game or none.
Yeah, no, that's how it goes sometimes.
So you called in to get the last two outs with the tying run on base. What were you thinking when Ponte put you out there to pitch?
Just throw strikes, you know, rely on my defense. I know the boys had my back there, so, yeah.
Would you throw Pepin on the strikeout? That was big. Only the second strikeout of the game. There's a lot of people were putting bat on the ball, but you got him.
Yes, yeah.
So what did you throw him?
Just fastballs.
All right. Well, say your shout-outs, Ian.
I just like to shout out my coach and just my team for having my back.
All right. Well, congratulations. You're a player of the game. You did well.
Thank you.
Okay, Ian Sheltrow, the player of the game for the Marquette Sentinels.